Greetings to all. Welcome to Searching the Scriptures. I'm Danny McKibben, one of the fellows that preaches at the Pine Top Church of Christ. Glad that you've tuned in, and hope as we study from the Scriptures, because that's the title of the program, Searching the Scriptures. And what's what we're going to do? We're going to look into the Word of God and try to find lessons and information and teachings and instructions from our great Creator, that will help us and strengthen us and encourage us in the right things, the good things, in serving the Lord and following after Him. We'd like to begin by inviting you to get your Bibles out and follow along. Open your hearts, open your minds. And also, if you're in the listening area and you can come and be with us at the Pine Top Church of Christ, we'd be glad to have you. We have been having outdoor services due to the COVID. And anyway, we've got FM broadcast, and you're able to sit in the car. And anyway, everything's safe. And so it would be time. We're going to study a lesson from the Old Testament. Kind of change up here a little bit and look at an Old Testament passage. You know, Paul said in Romans 15 and verse 4 that whatsoever things written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. And so there's great value in the study of the Old Testament. Now, of course, we know we're not under Old Testament law. We're not bound by the precepts that are found there of the law of Moses, but we're under the law of Christ. Well, we go back and we illustrate and learn principles that certainly are taught in the New Testament, and the Old Testament, of course, has great benefit to that end. And so that's what we want to do is look in Psalm 23. It's one of the great beloved psalms and just great teachings here for us to give consideration to. In Psalm 23, verse 1, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And of course, when we come to the New Testament, Jesus is the good shepherd. And so the Lord, or Jehovah, God, Christ, for us, Christ, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." A shepherd is one who sort of oversees and takes care and leads the flock and see that they're fed and see that they have drink and that they are protected, etc. That's the job of a shepherd. Jesus is our spiritual guide. He is our provider of all our food and drink, spiritually speaking, and He takes care of all our needs. And so we look to Him. And so as the psalmist said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." We don't have to look for to someone else. We don't have to be, examining and thinking about somebody else and some other means of finding spiritual satisfaction. We find total satisfaction and total blessings and necessities that are found in Christ Jesus. And so, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters." Of course, use the analogy of sheep, that is, the followers of God. Sheep need, they need pasture, they need food. Well, Jesus provides our spiritual food for us. You know, Jesus says, "Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled," in the Beatitudes. And just as sheep are led into green pastures for them to feed abundantly, to be led to the still waters, the peaceful waters, and to enjoy, to drink. Well, spiritually, Jesus provides all these spiritual necessities for us, of food and drink, of all that we need. It's found in the gospel, found in the blessings that are revealed in the Scriptures of God's grace and goodness and the spiritual food that sustains us. We look into the Word of God. We look to Jesus as our provider. Verse 3, "He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake." He restores my soul. I mean, that's just great. To think about how He restores, He rejuvenates, He blesses us spiritually. I think of the words of Paul there in the book of 2 Corinthians. Notice there in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, there in verse 16, it says, For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. There is the spiritual rejuvenation in Christ Jesus to restore and to bless and to provide and to make us what we need to be, and to give us all the great blessings for our soul, for our inward man. Jesus indeed is the provider. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And that's the great thing about our Lord and our Savior and our Shepherd, is that he leads us in the paths of righteousness. I mean, when you read there in Hebrews chapter 1, talking about in the prophecy of Jesus from the Old Testament, it says, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom." See, he rules in righteousness. "Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity." And, you know, that's the great thing about Jesus as our King and as our Sovereign. He leads us in the paths of righteousness. It's not like one day, you know, he's doing good, and another day, he's all been out of shape, and don't really understand what he's going to lead us into, and etc. So, well, what we need to be doing is looking at Jesus, because he's going to lead us in the right way. He's always going to show us the right way in the paths of righteousness. And then in verse 4 it says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Now, think about those words. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." I remember before I was converted back in high school, back in the 70s, and there was always this talk about, the Cold War, and maybe nuclear war could break out, and bombs falling from the Soviet Union, and atomic bombs, and replying with atomic bombs, and, you know, just could be just melted and disintegrated if they hit close to you, or you could die from radiation poisoning, and, you know, just on. And, you know, it was kind of unnerving to think about that as a kid, as a young person. And then when I obeyed the gospel, it's like, yeah, but we walk through the valley of the shadow of death all the time. I mean, you realize every time you get in a car and you're heading down the highway 55 miles an hour and another car's coming, there's only like 3 feet between you. That's but a step. And if something happens mechanically, or, you know, some other problem, whatever it might be, and there's a head-on collision, there's a good chance you probably will die. And so we're always walking through the valley of the shadow of death. We never know what's going to happen. I mean, any number of problems. I mean, there are these hidden problems that people have, maybe aneurysms that are growing, or there's a blood clot that's fixing to let loose and, you know, go to the heart and throw you into a heart attack. Or here's a blood clot hitting into your brain, the carotid arteries, and clogging off, and you have a severe stroke and you die. I mean, you know, we're always walking through the valley of the shadow of death, because that's the nature of living on planet Earth. We are mortal creatures, that is, we're subject to death. And so whether it be by a nuclear bomb, or whether it be by an accident, or whether it be just natural causes, or whether it be, some medical, catastrophe that happens, we're all going to die. And so those who trust in the Lord, we don't have to fear evil and calamity. Don't have to have all these phobias. Why? Because Jesus provides life and immortality. We've got the promise of everlasting life. And that's comforting. That's what he goes on to say, "For you are with me, and your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Well, to know that God's with you, If you think about the story there in Luke 16 of the rich man and Lazarus, and when Lazarus died, it says that angels carried him to Abraham's bosom. Not an angel, but angels, plural. But that's comforting to think about. That God's going to take care of us. God's going to provide for us. And whatever comes our way. And we just need to trust in Him and take comfort in that. That God is there to be for us and with us and will take care of us. In verse 5 it says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over." Oh, you prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. We enjoy the banquet of God's blessings and goodness and kindness and all that He does for us. And that's another passage that gives great comfort. Are we going to have enemies? Yeah. Not that we're trying to go out and just drum up enemies. But when you stand for righteousness, yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, Paul said in 2 Timothy 3. I mean, if you're going to stand for what's right, there's going to be those that doesn't love what's right. And, you know, if you're being a light, it's going to be a rebuke to those that are in darkness. I mean, they don't like the darkness. I mean, they don't like the light, so they don't want to come to the light. And by just standing for what's right, it's going to cross somebody. And you're going to have spiritual enemies. He says, "You anoint my head with oil." That is something that's very soothing, and especially in a hot, dry climate. And, you know, you feel chapped, and whatever, your skin feels chapped. Well, He's going to anoint and give us soothing blessings. My cup runs over. Not only is He going to give us, but it's going to be overflowing. I mean, we think of the blessings that emanate from God. He grants unto us blessings that, yes, they even overflow. That we have more than we could ever ask for, and more that we need abundantly, that's provided for us in Christ Jesus for those that follow after Him. The spiritual blessings are just tremendous. And to be in this relationship with God, of the peace and tranquility and goodness and kindness that flows from Him. I think of what Paul said there in Ephesians chapter 3. He says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth, and to know the love of God which passeth understanding, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Yes, we have just an abundance of blessings that flow to those that serve the Lord Jesus Christ. That could be for you too. I mean, if you just believe, come learn and hear and ready to believe and obey, you can enjoy these blessings in the Savior Christ Jesus. And then the final verse of Psalm 23, he says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Goodness and mercy. Yes, if we're followers of the Lord, if we're His sheep, if we're His followers, the implication of a sheep is that the shepherd speaks and we listen and we follow. And goodness and mercy follows us. And the promise, "I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever," that someday He's going to take us to heaven. Someday He's going to usher us into the eternal kingdom, the eternal abode, that is, into heaven itself. And we long and anticipate with great joy and great hope the promise of everlasting life for those that are Christians. And if you're not a Christian, you can become one. You can learn about Christ. Maybe you've got a question biblically. Just give me a call, 606-308-5077. Be happy to study with you and talk with you and get you in. If you're far away, we'll try to find somebody that's close to you that will be able to help also. But you're welcome to call. Thank you for listening.